the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The top U.S. diplomat visited today the heavily armed demilitarized zone, or DMZ, dividing North and South Korea, urging the international community to denounce North Korea's nuclear program.
We call on other regional powers and all nations to join us in demanding the North Korean government choose a better path and a different future for its people. The United States is committed to supporting the defense of our allies, and we will continue to develop a comprehensive set of capabilities to counter the growing North Korean ballistic missile threat.
While in Seoul, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with South Korea's acting president, Hwang Yo-an, and expressed Washington's unwavering support for all of its Asian allies, including South Korea. Prior to arriving in Seoul, Tillerson was in Japan for talks with the country's leaders. The final leg of his Asian tour will be in China, where the agenda includes meeting with President Xi Jinping. Syria says it has shot down an Israeli military jet and hit another. Israel, however, says all of its aircraft returned safely after conducting airstrikes on several targets in Syria Friday morning. Israel did not say what was targeted, but Syria says Israeli jets attacked a military target near Palmyra in what Damascus described as an act of aggression that aided the Islamic State. President Trump will host German Chancellor Angela Merkel today at the White House, where both leaders will be navigating criticism waged at each other. Before the election, Trump said Merkel's acceptance of refugees was, in his words, a catastrophic mistake, and he accused her of, again in his words, ruining Germany. Merkel has been critical of Trump's refugee and immigration travel bans, which have been blocked in U.S. courts. This is VOA News.